This is a CHOI News Update. More people in Nanaimo will now have access to treatment beds for substance use care closer to home as the Ministry of Health opens 6 new recovery beds in Nanaimo. The Ministry of Health has announced funding for 26 new publicly funded beds across the province to help improve access to addiction care. The ministry says 4 underserved locations, including Vancouver's downtown east side, Kelowna, Prince Rupert, and Nanaimo, received the funding. Island Crisis Care Society, or ICCS, in Nanaimo, received funding for 6 new beds for women and men for those who need longer-term support with their recovery. CHOI spoke with Executive Director for Island Crisis Care, Violet Hayes, about receiving these new beds. The new beds will be used in ICCS's David's Place Recovery Program that opened in August of last year. The program offers assisted living services for people seeking support with the recovery in a home-like setting. ICCS says the program is to rebuild healthy relationships and habits while working on their mental and physical health once they have physically detoxed. The program is currently open for referrals and accepted its first residents in September.
So people can apply by themselves independently through our website. There's a link there where they can go in and apply. And then once the application is received, then they are contacted by a client case manager who then does an assessment and just looks at whether they would be a good fit or not.
Hayes says people can also be referred to this program by someone's caseworker. She says people can stay up to 18 months for the program and that the program will be adjustable for each person's needs.
How we're trying to focus it is on 3-month segments. So just to help people, you know, maybe they need 3 months, maybe they need 6 months, but, you know, just putting it into segments like that. Everyone has an individual case plan, and so working through that with them. We have all sorts of programming and counseling available, and it is individual for each person.
She says having these spaces in their program will be beneficial for people in Nanaimo that now don't have to travel far for treatment.
It's huge because to have to leave your community and go away somewhere can be very difficult, you know, family connections and different things. And so we also see that, you know, if people have broken relationships with their family, and that's part of their plan is to try and build those relationships. If, you know, the family's here in Nanaimo, it just makes it a lot easier. Some people might be working, and so for them to be able to continue their job means a lot as well.
Hayes says the program is dependent on each person's needs. The program will offer life skills, including employment programs. The program will also work with residents and try to bring in the resources that best fit their needs. While Hayes says 6 beds is not enough, she says it's a starting point.
You know, we have people, you know, coming right from shelter, maybe supportive housing, and then transitional housing. So all the different levels and the continuum of care. And then, you know, when a person is then ready, they want to take that next step. You know, they're ready for recovery. We then have the beds in-house, and those relationships are so important. So to be able to actually, you know, trust us as an organization and our staff, and then to have that continuation is extremely helpful in people's recovery.
CHOI reached out to the Ministry of Health, but did not hear back before the deadline. For CHOI News, this is Lauren McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.